Chapter 7. A Visit to Minister Drouin. As I sipped my tea, I thought about what Dupin had said. "I see that you don't like the mathematicians of Paris," I said, "but continue." "I don't see the value of mathematics in the real world. Most mathematicians are not wise. They see the world in a very narrow way and can only think in this one way. The biggest problem is that they think that what is true in mathematics is true in the real world. Mathematical rules are not general rules in the world. For example, thinking about morals is totally different from thinking about mathematics." I didn't know what to say, so I just laughed. "Let me be clear," continued Dupin. "If the minister had just been a mathematician, the prefect would have found that letter easily. I found the letter because I knew that he was a mathematician and a poet. I also knew that he was bold and that he was involved in many dangerous activities. I was sure that a man like this would not act the same as an ordinary person. He would know that he and his property would be searched. I'm sure that he was gone at night to make it easier for the police to search his residence. That way, they would soon decide that he wasn't keeping the letter in his house. The minister would know that the police would look in the best hiding places. I decided that he must have put it somewhere very simple. Remember when the prefect laughed so hard at what I said last month? I said that maybe he couldn't solve the mystery because the answer was too easy." "Yes," I said. "I remember how hard he laughed. He did not think it could be possible." "There is a game that some people play with a map," explained Dupin. "One player chooses a word on the map. It could be the name of a town, a river, or even a country. Most beginners choose words that are written in very small letters that are hard to find. But the better players choose words that are written in very large letters. Because these words are written so large, people think that they are too obvious, so they don't even look at or think of them. It is the same thing in this police case. The police know that this letter is extremely important. Therefore, they are sure that it will be hidden in a place where it is very hard to find. They don't pay attention to the most obvious places. They just assume that no one would hide such an important letter there. The prefect is less intelligent than Minister Drouin, so he was not able to imagine that Drouin would know where he would search. He wasn't able to think on the same level as Drouin and understand his actions. He never thought that Drouin might have put the letter out in the open where everyone could see it. But the more I thought about the bold and daring cunning of Drouin, the clearer it became. I thought about the fact that he must be able to get the letter at any time. I thought about the fact that the prefect had been unable to find the letter using his normal search methods. The more I thought about all of this, the more convinced I became that I knew where the letter was. I thought that the minister had decided that the best way to hide the letter was not to hide it at all. Full of these ideas, I decided to go visit Minister Drouin. I bought a pair of green sunglasses to make sure that I could look around the room without him seeing this. Finally, I visited his house on a warm, sunny morning. I pretended that I had come by accident. Minister Drouin was at home, yawning and lounging around. As usual, he was pretending to be bored with life. I think that he might be the most energetic human being in the entire world, but he never lets people see it. I greeted him, and he invited me to sit down. I said that I had to wear the green sunglasses because of my weak eyes. The whole time, behind these sunglasses, I was carefully and thoroughly searching the room with my eyes. I pretended to be focused on the conversation with my host, but I never even looked at him. I paid special attention to a large writing table near to where he sat. On the table, there was a jumbled pile of letters and other papers and a few books. But even after a long and close examination, I couldn't find anything suspicious.